Funding from Bradford is set to help pump up the renovations for a local gym's relocation. Based on a report from Town Economic Development Officer Dean Gillis, Committee of the Whole recently recommended Council approve a request for $27,097.50 in Downtown Community Improvement Plan, DCIP, funding from Adrian Murphy, owner of Rebel Fit Gym, formerly Snap Fitness. According to the report, that funding is intended to help partially cover the cost of renovating the 1,022-square-meter, 11,000-square-foot, corner unit in the Holland Marsh Square Plaza at 180 Holland Street. W. Previously part of the PV Mart, TSC store before it closed in 2023. That comes as Murphy's business has swelled from an initial 200 clients to more than 700, requiring more space than at the current location at 456 Holland Street. W. While he acknowledged the application meets the program criteria and the request was recommended by staff, Ward 3 Coun. Ben Verkake emphasized that one of the main goals of the DCIP program was to help bring the historic buildings up to code, and the plaza is a relatively new building. We really need to tighten the reins on what's applicable, he said. That was echoed by several councillors, including Ward 5 Coun. Peter Ferragini, who has regularly criticized more recent applications for renovations related to tenant turnover, which he also feels stray from the original intention of the program. I'm going to sound like a broken record, he said. I've already said to council many times, it's the cost of doing business. While Ward 7 Coun. Peter Dyke agreed with other councillors' concerns. He also hoped there would be a silver lining as this particular application could help bring more people from the west end of Bradford into the downtown. Murphy submitted quotes for work including electrical and plumbing totaling about $46,695, as well as $5,000 for permits. The recommended funding falls into two categories. $23,347.50 under Program 2, Building Interior Grant Program, which covers 50% of costs with a maximum grant of $25,000, $3,750 under Program 3, Fees and Permits Grant Program, which covers 75% of costs with a maximum grant of $25,000. Additional work is planned for the interior remodeling and power doorways, but those are not included in this application. According to the report, since PV Mart's departure, the building owner has separated the amalgamated space into several smaller commercial units to lease individually, a lengthy process that has significantly extended the time needed before potential tenants can move in, as each unit has been fully stripped down. This is the final application which was submitted before the DCIP program was put on hiatus in 2024 while Council considers alterations, after which work was allowed to proceed only on applications which were already underway. Despite receiving no operating budget this year, the report shows the DCIP program had $364,339.26 worth of funding in reserve as of January 1, 2025. Is expected to make $291,200.99 worth of payments for previously approved projects this year, and is expected to receive $27,380.67 in legacy loan repayments this year. That leaves $100,518.94 available for the year, which would be down to $73,421.44 after Council approves this application. Recommendations from Committee of the Whole are considered for approval at the next regular council meeting.